A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received and in which you also stand. Through it you are also being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless, of course, you believed in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Caiaphas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once. Most of those are still living, although some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as of one born abnormally, he appeared to me. The word of the Lord. Their message goes out through all the earth. Their message goes out through all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. Their message goes out through all the earth, not a word nor a discourse, whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, to the ends of the world their message. Their message goes out through all the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do not know him and have seen him. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Totally different. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name I will do so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we celebrate the feast, of course, of the two apostles, Philip and James. And the both saints, of course, and again the call in our lives that we must be saints. There is no in-between. We become a saint or we go to hell. And we can't just wait, well, I'll wait till I get old and I'm going to be ready to die. You could die today. You could die in the next moment. Hopefully none of you will, but still. So I got to always be in God's will. And what Jesus is telling us, he says, look it, don't you know that the Father lives in me and I live in the Father? Don't you get it? That's why I do what I do. But then he says that we're going to do greater works. Not only the works that Jesus did, but greater works than he did. And the saints have proved it. Padre Pio, many, many people have proved the reality that we will do greater things than Jesus. Why? Because Jesus lives inside of us. That's the point. And so when Jesus sat there and says, don't look at me, look at the Father, we can sit there and say, don't look at me, look at Jesus. Jesus' power is inside of me. The problem with us is we only just look at our weaknesses and how weak we are, and we all get it. But God is calling us beyond that. We spend all this time on our weakness. He said, you're going to do what I do. You're going to do greater things than I do if you believe. So that's the caveat, huh? It says, if you believe, amen, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. So do you believe? That's the question we answer by how we live. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand in